This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the no excuses everyday audio version of the world's number one real estate blog. I'm Tyler, and each day I read you short, digestible articles from BiggerPockets.com. You can scroll through the catalog and see which titles catch your eye, or just make this a part of your daily ritual. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How to Properly Analyze a BRRRR Property by David Green. The BRRRR strategy for real estate investing looks like the traditional rental property investment method and seems pretty straightforward. Investors buy a flip property, fix it up, rent it out, go to a bank, get a refinance, and rinse and repeat. But of course, it isn't quite so simple. Let's do a quick BRRRR analysis to see if this strategy might be right for you. What does BRRRR mean? The BRRRR method is an acronym for buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, and it is a break from the traditional way of finding properties and running a rental business. With BRRRR, an investor uses a short-term loan to buy a distressed property, fixes it up, builds equity by doing the rehab, rents it out, and builds cash flow, refinances the property loan, and repeats the process. It is an investment cycle that can quickly build an investor's portfolio. Pros of the BRRRR strategy. Potentially, no money down. BRRRR investing can be a strategy for investing with very little money out of pocket. Some investors can avoid putting down any of their own money. If the investor works the numbers, they could get a rental property for very little cash. High return on investment, ROI. This strategy works with minimal out-of-pocket cash from the investor, so the ROI can be huge. If an investor can work out $10,000 in the deal and the property's cash flow is $2,500, that equals 25% cash-on-cash return, and that doesn't include the equity built when you rehabbed the property. Equity. Since the property is rehabbed, it automatically gains equity, so the investor immediately owns a property worth more than what they paid for it. And it's always better to own property that is worth more than what you purchased it for. Renting a rehabbed property. A rental property that is freshly renovated is easier to rent out, can attract better tenants, and lower the maintenance budget. All of these factors contribute to making landlording easier. Cons of the BRRRR strategy. Short-term loan. Short-term loans usually have a higher interest rate, and these are the types of loans that investors use to fund a BRRRR property. To avoid negative cash flow at any point in the project, many investors use cash or a home equity loan for the first half of the project. Then, once they refinance, they use the money to purchase another property. Potential for a low appraisal. There is always the possibility that the property will not appraise well. This is why the investor needs to study the numbers and ensure that their budget is on point. Seasoning. There is a period of time that rentals need to have tenants before a bank even considers refinancing the loan. This is known as seasoning, and it can take anywhere from 6 months to a year. The timing of the loans has to be right. For a short-term loan that will cover the cost to purchase and rehab the property, it is recommended that its length is 18 months at a minimum. This allows for enough time in case the refinance doesn't work at month 12 and gives a 6-month leeway to sell the property or find another lender. Dealing with a rehab. Finally, any rehab is a big project that is unpredictable. Many moving parts and complications can easily jack up rehab costs and become a major problem. It isn't easy and shouldn't be taken lightly. Burr analysis by the numbers. Here is a very simple way to illustrate Burr calculations. Let's say the purchase price for a property is $200,000 and the investor budgets $40,000 for the rehab. That brings it to $240,000 plus $10,000 in closing and holding costs for a total of $250,000. This means that the property's after repair value, ARV, should be around $350,000 for it to work. The investor then takes out a short-term loan for $250,000. This can be with a hard money lender, borrowing from a line of credit, or money from a 401k. That money is used to purchase and rehab the property. After the rehab, the property is rented out, and the rental income is $2,500 a month. But the investor is paying a lot in interest. Hard money lenders typically charge a higher interest rate, around 12%. And who wants to pay that much in interest? After the seasoning period, anywhere from 6 to 12 months, the investor can apply to refinance the property. Appraisers look at the property, and because the investor's calculations were correct, the property is set at $350,000. There is appreciation since you rehab the property. And the investor found a bank willing to do 80%, which amounts to a $280,000 loan. Even if the investor found a new lender that would do 70 to 75%, that would still be good. At this point, the hard money loan, $250,000, can be paid off, and there is an extra $30,000 left over. The beauty of this is the new loan is for a 30-year mortgage at 4% interest, which makes monthly mortgage payments really manageable. The property is basically brand new and will need little to no maintenance. Since the property is nice, it attracts good tenants, and property values and rents usually go up over time. A good bonus is that the investor doesn't have any money in it and can go out and do it all over again. So it's a win-win-win-win-win for the investor. Analyzing a real-life Burr deal. I found a flipped property that I was very excited about because it was basically turnkey and move-in ready. I renovated the kitchen, and most of the appliances were new. That meant that the electricity bill would be lower, and the home wouldn't need that much maintenance. It didn't have a refrigerator, but I could easily work that into the budget. The house had two renovated rooms and one full bathroom on the second floor. The only issue was that I like to purchase three-bedroom homes because they have a better cash flow, and I do not usually buy flips. I went to check out the house anyway, and could see that there was potential to divide the home and rent out the second floor to a family. The first floor had a full bathroom, and I could convert the garage into a bedroom for another tenant. And because it would be a converted garage, it would have its own private entrance. I figured we could get $1,000 for the first floor and $1,200 for the second floor. When I did the math, though, my estimation didn't look so good. The asking price was $209,000, which was workable, especially since the property had potential. I figured it would cost $15,000 to convert the garage into a bedroom. We definitely needed to get the numbers right so that it would be worth it. Here's what happened. Asking price, $209,000. Offer, $189,000. Counteroffer, $200,000. Remodel, $15,000. Proposed equity, $4,000. If we'd gotten the property for $189,000, we would have had $10,000 to $15,000 in equity. That would have been enough to cover the cost of converting the garage into an additional room. Instead, with the $200,000 counteroffer, it meant I would be out $15,000 to cover the renovation and only have $4,000 in equity. I would have to pay out of pocket to do the renovation, which just didn't work for me. There wasn't enough reason to purchase the property, and ultimately, we passed on it. Who should use the Burr investment strategy? Realistically, anybody could use the Burr method, but it's more attractive to certain types of investors. If the investor is okay with using expensive, hard, or private money, and they are systematic, good at budgeting, good at dealing with rehabs, and want to use a little out-of-pocket cash, then the Burr investment strategy is for them. But if the investor's long-term goal is to use their own money to attain financial independence through cash-flowing rental properties, then sticking to traditional rental property investing is the way to build passive income. All they need to do is find a property that they can purchase with a 5% to 25% down payment and find a tenant, and they will be earning money. If the investor has 100 grand to do a Burr deal, they wouldn't see their money until after the seasoning period. That could be 6 months to a year. Traditional investors could use that $100,000 as a down payment to buy 5 houses. These investors immediately have 5 houses in their rental business that they don't need to rehab, wait for it to be seasoned, and then refinanced. It will have cash flow as soon as there are tenants in place, and a portfolio with 5 houses has a higher cash flow than one Burr property. Burr really is a different way of thinking and doing business, so it all depends on what the investor is willing to do. You may still be asking, is the Burr method legit? The quick and dirty answer is, yes, it is. It takes an investor with a certain skill set or years of experience to be a true master of it. Burr is definitely a good way to use other people's money to build personal wealth. There are things to watch out for. However, the property has to have the potential to gain equity in the rehab, it has to be rented out and seasoned before you can refinance it, and the math has to be right. All right. Thanks for making this show a part of your hump day. You know what else happens every Wednesday? Bigger Pockets webinars. They're live and free. You can register at biggerpockets.com/webinar. Plus, if you're a pro member, you get unlimited webinar replays. What are your plans tomorrow? Hopefully, they include another episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. See you then.